16. Revelation 4, verses 6 through 11. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Following yesterday's breathtaking vision of God's throne, John's gaze widens to encompass the dynamic and ceaseless worship surrounding it. Revelation 4, verses 6 through 11 introduces us to the four living creatures and once again highlights the profound adoration offered by the 24 elders. This scene isn't just descriptive, it's prescriptive, inviting us into a reality where worship is the ultimate reorientation of our hearts. Before the throne, John sees something like a sea of glass, like crystal, further emphasizing the purity and transparency of God's presence. Then the four living creatures emerge, each with unique forms, like a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle, all full of eyes, inside and out. They are creatures. These creatures are symbolic of all creation, vibrant with life and discernment, perpetually declaring, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Their unceasing declaration of God's holiness, omnipotence, and eternal nature sets the foundational melody of heaven. This isn't a casual song. It's a profound, constant recognition of who God is. And as the living creatures offer their unceasing praise, the 24 elders respond in a parallel act of profound worship. The repeated bowing down, casting crowns, and declaring God's worthiness is a powerful illustration of true adoration. The elders, representing the redeemed, willingly lay down their symbols of authority and accomplishment, their crowns, before the one who is truly sovereign. This act is a visible manifestation of humility and complete surrender, acknowledging that any crown they possess ultimately belongs to God. Their worship is rooted in God's creative power, recognizing that he is the source of all existence and the sustainer of everything by his will. You know, I was thinking in our often self-focused world where circumstances can easily dictate our emotional and spiritual state, this scene is a powerful call to reorientation. When we join in such adoration, our gaze is lifted from our temporal worries to an eternal glory of God. When we acknowledge him as holy, 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 our petty concerns shrink in comparison to his infinite purity. When we declare him worthy, we surrender our own perceived worth and find our true value in him. This act of worship is not merely an emotional experience, it's a deliberate choice to align our hearts with this ultimate reality. God is on the throne, he is worthy of all praise, and his power and purpose transcend our visible circumstances. It is an invitation to find our stability, joy, and peace in his unwavering sovereignty. Would you pray with me? Father, help me to humble myself, casting down my own perceived accomplishments and worth before you. Reorient my heart, Lord, so that my adoration for you holds the affection of my heart in all circumstances. Amen.